Chapter 3. Jaden liked to hoard food, which was another issue. A psychiatrist had told him he hoarded because he'd weighed only 38 pounds when he was 8. The first year he was in America, Steve had given him plastic containers for the food he stockpiled under his bed. But a therapist had thought Jaden needed to normalize. The therapist must have come from a really normal family because she was very concerned with normalizing Jaden. She suggested no television, no video games, and no computer unless he stopped hoarding. But nothing worked. Jaden had to do it. He had to. And then they changed therapists. Another not normal thing he did was that from the beginning, he slept on the floor almost every night, even though Penny had tried to persuade him to get into his bed. But often he just wanted to sleep on the ground. He liked the way it was familiar and safe to him, whereas the bed made him feel uneasy. Penny had suggested putting the mattress on the floor, but after they did that, he slept instead on the box spring. It was the hardness that appealed to him, so they'd put the mattress back on the bed. Now, Jaden used a flashlight to search through his closet. The back of his closet was where he kept stuff he stole or was otherwise special. He used to steal in Romania, and he'd kept that up in America. That was probably one reason he'd continued getting transferred to different group homes in Romania. He stole food, money, and other people's photographs. The food and the money, anyone would want those, but the pictures were something else. He'd never owned a single picture, and some of the kids had pictures of families. Once in a while, he just had to have those, even if only to tear them up. Jaden thought he heard someone and spun around, but the doorway was empty. He reached into the back of the closet and picked up a pair of two small canvas summer shoes he'd gotten when he first moved here. Inside each shoe were a few pieces of candy. He studied each piece and finally picked out a packet of 3 chocolate malts.